breaking news. That's my little breaking news. I couldn't wait until Wednesday. I had to pop on and do an additional podcast episode because there's just so much tea from this week. Okay. I want to talk 90 Day Fiancé stuff for you today. So I'm going to lead with that. And then also it was officially announced. I mean, do you guys believe it? A lot of people don't believe it, but Kim and Barry Plath have in fact separated after 24 years of marriage. No, no, say it isn't so, say it isn't so. I mean, as my husband says, if those two kids can't make it, what hope is there for the rest of us, you know? And there's so much debate online. Why don't we know the real reason? Why don't we know the real reason that Kim and Barry Plath are separating? Well, I'll tell you at the end of this podcast, I'll tell you the real reason. Well, at least, you know, my opinion, my two cents. But in the meantime, I had to hop on because there's been lots of tea floating around this week about a 90 Day Fiancé couple, Patrick and Thais. Tons of things coming out. So first of all, one of the items that came out from a blogger was that there are three pregnancies on the current cast of 90 Day Fiancé. So we know for sure, or babies, pregnancy news-ish. One of those we know for sure is Emily and Kobe. They had a second child. A photograph emerged of them in New York. They were in New York filming for the tell-all. We know the tell-all from multiple sources and one of my sources. That they, in fact, already posted they've already recorded the tell-all, right? Which is pretty standard. That's not a lot of news. We know that happens, like, you know, before the 90 days, so on and so on. So Kobe and Emily were there in New York City. They now have two children. All right, the other news that was percolating was that Kara and Guillermo are pregnant. Doesn't look like it. She's all over her Instagram all the time, not pregnant. I'm going to go with that's absolutely not true. And then the third one, and I can confirm from another Sarah Fraser Show listener that Patrick and Thais are, in fact, pregnant. And yes, I'm hearing roughly from that source about 5 months, so we shall see. So it does look like we do have two pregnancies on there. But the other news about Patrick and Thais that is circulating and has been found is, well, one, there is a pretty explosive book about Patrick. Now, this book has been out for a while. If you are interested in learning more, I mean, I know nothing about the wrestling world, but barben.com has an article. So there was a book, The Sport is Steroids, all about Patrick Mendez and his doping. I had, you know, yes, from the intro that they did on 90 Day Fiancé, I guess I knew he was a pretty popular, you know, weightlifter, wrestler, all those things. Anyway, the book goes into great detail about his steroid use. It's kind of crazy, actually, because Patrick was interviewed and the focus of that book. And it sort of goes on of how he was like the first YouTuber weightlifter to really, you know, change the game because he went on social media. Then it talks about, you know, and the author of this, by the way, is weightlifting coach, journalist, and author Jim Rutter, who self-published the book. And Patrick is the focus. So it talks about the great extent of his steroid use a lot more, it sounds like, than I guess what was touched upon on 90 Day Fiancé. To me, that kind of makes sense. Obviously, 90 Day Fiancé is more about Thais and Patrick's relationship than it is about, you know, everything else going on. But it does talk about how he was like weightlifting. He basically decided to essentially, according to this article, like use steroids pretty much out in the open from 2008 to 2015. And there's this whole like underculture where a lot of the weightlifters end up paying off certain judges or coaches or whatever to stay up on, you know, so they can keep doping and competing. Pat never did that. It sounds like Pat just somehow got away with it for a significant amount of time. And then, of course, we know he had at least two failed drug tests that were mentioned on the show. The other big thing, though, in the article is we do know his ex-wife. So Patrick was married before. A lot of 90 Day Fiancé fans and a lot of us are just finding that out for the first time. So he was married and divorced. And actually, now they're circulating copies of his marriage certificate. So he was married in 2017 to 2020 to his now ex-wife, because I'm sure they're not together, Taylor Lump. They were married in Clark County in Las Vegas. And then their divorce petition, it looks like he filed in the matter of the marriage of Patrick Mendez. He filed for divorce, no children. And DIV without children. And then I was looking to see if there was any citation. Well, it gives a code for their citation, which I'm sure gives like more detail. But anyway, they were filed on January 3rd, 2020, a divorce. So it's interesting. I wonder if the timeline, so 2020, we're in 2022, probably Thais, I guess he probably would have met in 2021. So anyway, the divorce was finalized or at least filed in Travis County, Texas. So we know that. But piping hot tea coming out of the 90-day fiance franchise. Oh my God. That and Welcome to Platteville. Other big things, because I had been Rathbun from before the 90 days on Wednesday's episode, I did not do a update on 90 Day Fiancé, which I normally do, and Welcome to Platteville. You guys probably saw breaking news. We're all still looking for the answers, but Kim and Barry Plath, after 24 years, have divorced or are divorcing, are officially separating and divorcing. And Kim says that Barry is well aware of the reasons why and has neglected her in her marriage for a long time. Everyone is... And by the way, this past week on Welcome to Platteville, Micah wanted to go to a strip club for his 21st birthday. Ethan was completely weirded out. Olivia got a lap dance. There's just so much good juice there, but... all I'm saying is when I originally interviewed Olivia Plath, I had said to them, I want to see all of you guys like move to California and basically like do drugs and go visit hookers. And I'm just telling you, that's the direction of the show where it's going. My prediction 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago when this show popped off, that was my prediction, is they're all going to... I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Quick pause to thank a sponsor, you guys. We love Horizon Fibroids. If you are a woman that suffers from fibroids, they are awful. They're the worst. 80% of women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. Go and see my guy, Dr. Wilneem. HorizonFibroids.com. You can see if he takes your insurance there. You can fill it out. He is a top fibroid doctor in Maryland. So if you're located in Maryland, Rockville, Germantown, and Frederick, you can make an appointment at one of their three offices. Don't wait. Fibroids can be one of the leading causes of infertility. If you are trying to have a baby and having problems, have you been checked for fibroids? Dr. Will, he knows lots of other treatments too that your OBGYN may not always make you up to date on, including uterine fibroid embolization, which is a low downtime surgical procedure to remove those fibroids. HorizonFibroids.com. Also, I want to thank BetterHelp. If you are not using BetterHelp, they're pretty amazing. BetterHelp, it helps you get therapy when you need it. And you don't even have to, you can do it phone call. You can do it if you prefer just like online. You never have to go in person if you don't want to. And the best part about BetterHelp is it's a lot more affordable. We prioritize, like, if you're going for brunch, you look up the best reviews online. Well, do that for BetterHelp. You can go and see what people are saying about BetterHelp and how therapy has helped them. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Sarah Fraser Show listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TSFS. That's BetterHelp.com/TSFS. Basically, separate from the family and go. It's like a Rumspringa for Irish kids. Like, they have 1 year to like go buck wild, go do drugs, drink, and then decide if they want the Amish life or not. We are witnessing the Rumspringa. Okay. It is on for the Plaths. They're at strip clubs. Just today, Michael Plath posted that Isaac Plath is out here in Los Angeles. They rented a Lambo and they are out hiking and walking the beaches. And Micah is going to give him the Hollywood experience. What? You guys, I told you. I mean, the most interesting, like, complete, I would say just transformation has been Micah Plath. I mean, Micah Plath has gone complete Hollywood. He fits right in here. And, you know, he's handsome and he's a model and he looks like he's doing very well. But it is so interesting to me. Kim and Barry, I think that they're being very coy with their divorce because it's going to play out in season 5. I think that's why we're not getting to the bottom of it. I think there's definitely going to be a lot more revealed. I personally feel like a lot of their family tragedy, I think it's very obvious that Kim did not want to talk about things like the kids could not talk about sex. They couldn't look at naked bodies. We know they know nothing about periods. They never finished high school. I mean, I think Kim has a lot of repressed issues. She obviously was wild when she was younger. Kim is getting a ton of the blame for this, by the way. But I mean, Barry is 50% here. You know, Barry's not innocent either. I do think so much. Joshua is the son that they lost. You know, Kim sadly, like, accidentally ran him over when he was 17 months old. I mean, it's hard for me to even say that as a mother. I think anyone listening to this podcast that is a mom knows, like, just how it's like you don't even want to say it. You don't even want to put it out in the universe. I just feel like there's so many issues that have come up for them in doing this show. Like, Olivia has said she's grown so much from doing the show. Ethan Plath said if he had to do over again, he never would have done it. But what I've heard, like, overwhelming theme of this show from Olivia being on, Ethan being on, Max Kahlschmidt being on, is Kim has wanted to be famous or wanted her family to be famous for a very long time. And I think, you know, a divorce, we're going to all watch, right? We're going to watch that divorce. So I think you're not going to get the real reason as to what is going on in their relationship. Although I do think it stems from, they got married really young. They obviously are uber religious. I would be curious where they're at with their religion right now because they don't seem to discuss it much on the show. And, all that I believe is going to play out for us in season 5. Now, even though the most action ever has happened on season 4 of Welcome to Plathville, people seem like it's not enough. I've seen more comments online again this season that this show is so boring. I don't see how you can. I mean, you guys, like, Do you know how rare it is to find a family of 10 children where the kids like never even knew what a Diet Coke was? And now they're on TV and like their whole world is being shaken up. In one way, it's like I see their transformation of them going to strip clubs. And I like jokingly predicted this 3 years ago. And then in another way, I'm kind of sad because it's like, wow, am I, you know, I'm torn between am I sad? Like there was an innocence about them, I think, that you still see with Ethan that kind of borderlines on like childish sometimes. And you're like, wow, you know, Lydia, like, are we ever, I don't think that prayer closet even exists anymore. You know what I mean? I think that's long gone. P.S. You can book her on Cameo. You know, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the days of them being this like very innocent farm family is it's behind us. And yes, I predicted that. And then also part of me, maybe it's because I'm having my period, is really mourning when they used to whip out the Bibles or I guess they didn't, but they used to hop on like the horses or whatever and ride them bareback and give us a Bible passage. You know, I mean, those days are gone. So anyway, welcome to Platteville. There's some hot takes with Lydia now on Cameo, Micah out here and Isaac in the Lambo. If you are in the LA area, you can see them. But obviously it is a source very close to me and the 90 Day Franchise has confirmed to me that Patrick and Thais are pregnant. We already saw that on some other news outlets. And then the other big thing is now we know for sure that Patrick was married and divorced prior to obviously Thais. And, you know, we now know who his ex-wife is. So there you have it. Also, you can follow me for more updates at The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok. All right, everybody, more podcasts next week.